Llegaron los nuevos McCrispy Strips, listos para aventurarse en la mezcla de mayo ketchup, la barbecue que quedó en el fondo de la cajita, Hot Fudge Sundae y en la nueva Creamy Chili McCrispy Strip Dip. Los nuevos McCrispy Strips, ahora en McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And folks, we have Miss Wendy Wilson. We're going to open the phone lines at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. And if you have a question or a comment or a question, especially, don't ask any dumb questions. Just, you know, if you have any questions about those natural herbs and things, give us a call here. 888-677-9673. Now, Wendy's catalog is it's a dynamite catalog, and you can get that by calling 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, or you can go up on the web to thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And I have all of those six that you're talking about, except for the burdock root. And I've never even heard of a burdock root.
We can send you some.
All right. Well, what I'm going to do right now, I've got the dandelion root. I've got the Siberian ginseng. And now, when you talk about the cayenne, you know, mm-hmm. I raise peppers, so you're telling me that all hot peppers, like the chili pepper or the habaneros, the ghost pepper, those are all cayenne peppers?
Yeah, they fall into that family, that genus family. We call them cayennes, but, you know, they have their own little Scoville heat unit to them, so your jalapenos are not as hot as habaneros. So I like the habaneros, and that's what we use in a lot of our formulas because it has, a Scoville heat unit of 250,000 units, and that's mm-hmm. the kind of heat you need to move blood. So it'll move mucus, it'll move blood in the system, it'll move body fluids. So I'll give you an example. If you go to a Mexican restaurant and you eat something hot and spicy, your nose may run, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So that moves mucus, the cayenne moves things. So it's useful in transporting also other herbs around the system quickly as well.
They make pepper spray out of that, too. If you ever got that in your face, your nose runs,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. That's not
and your eyes water and everything. Yeah, well, here I have these peppers that I grow that the last year or two, and I call them cayenne peppers. That's what's on the thing. They look like chili peppers.
Right.
But I've never seen them like this before. I don't know if there's some kind of hybrid or something, but these are—they're every bit as hot as habaneros.
Well, but yeah, some of them can be. You can see the little African bird peppers; they're real big, but they are so hot. There's a company out of Atlanta called Mojada, and they make really hot, hot sauces, culinary sauces for people that like stuff really hot. So, I mean, I think there's big warnings on their bottles how hot it is, and, yeah, be careful.
Well, all righty. Phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call here. And who do we have?
We have Bob in New Jersey.
Let's go to New Jersey, and we have Bob out in New Jersey. Hey, Bob.
Boy. Hey, Tony. Wendy, I need a spelling lesson. How do you spell habanero?
H-A-B-A-N-E-R-O.
Okay, H-A-V-E-N.
Yep.
A-N-E-R-O.
H-A-B.
H-A-B-A-N-E-R-O.
Okay, the last one is burdock root.
Yeah, burdock is B-U-R. Did you want me to spell it?
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay, B-U-R-D-O-C-K, just like it sounds,
D-O-C.
Burdock. Yeah.
Okay, it's B or B?
B, boy.
B, yeah.
B, okay. And Wendy, you're doing a great job. I appreciate it.
Sure, yeah. No problem, Bob.
I've never heard of burdock root. Hey, Bob, you're not by Newark, are you?
No, I'm from New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because those
Bob, I used to live near Piscataway.
Oh, yeah? And I talked to you, Wendy, I talked to you at your office about the parasites. I still haven't sent you pictures yet, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh, okay.
All right, you have a blessed night.
We have a parasite handout. Did we send that to you?
No, you didn't. You didn't.
Okay. If you want to email me, do you have email?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so if you want to email me, I can just send it to you by email. My email is Wendy W. And then our web address, at thepowerherbs.com. So THE, the word power, herbs with an S at the end, .com.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Have a good night.
You do the same. Thank you. 866-229-3663. That's Wendy's number. And who do we have there?
We have Joseph in Boston.
Let's go out to Boston, Massachusetts. Hey, Joe, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor, second time call. You're very distorted on hold. We couldn't understand it very hard. I'm a blind person. I have cancer, and I don't have much money. I'd like to give my number. Maybe Wendy could make up something for me. The hospital won't help me because they want me to Uber back and forth. I'm not going to do that. I get sick after a couple hours in the car. You know, because traffic is terrible. If there's no traffic, it's 50 minutes. If you get traffic, it could be 2 or 3 hours. I was originally going to stay in the inn, and they changed their minds. I'm very disappointed. What is going on with people today? Oh, God.
I don't know, but what kind of cancer do you have?
Prostate.
Hmm.
We also have a prostate kit. An herbal kit.
I'm totally blind, Wendy. I'm totally blind. Can I leave my number with you, and you could call me off the air? Would you be so kind?
Yeah, I can call you tomorrow. Talk? What's your number?
781. Gleason 7. It's moderate to severe. Not severe yet. It's getting that way.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk more tomorrow then. 781.
Yeah, call me in the morning if you can. I really appreciate it. And God bless. I really
leave your entire phone number because... That nobody.
Yeah, I did. It's 78.
He did. I'm blocking it from the air, Pastor.
Okay. All right. Good. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's all right. We blocked it off, so it's picked up. We have it.
Okay. Thank you, Wendy. Call me in the morning. I appreciate it. God bless.
Okay, Joseph. Will do.
All righty.
Bye bye.
Yeah. I should have known that he's on the spot. There's that style man. He's right there. He got it done.
He's really on the ball.
Yeah. And we didn't expect much out of him, but he's
no one ever does.
All right, very good. So, all right, the phone lines are open at 888-677-9673, and you will get that number. He'll get that number to you, Wendy. If you have a question,
I wrote it down. I have it.
All right, folks. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call here, because. This is all natural herbs God has given. This is what she's talking about. And I know I've been using herbs for how many years now, Wendy? A long time.
We've known each other about 20 years.
Yeah, at least, yeah. And boy, the years have been going by fast, haven't they? Well,
I know. I mean, even my children, when they were in elementary and middle school, they commented how fast time was going. When I was their age, I never said that. You know?
Yeah.
We thought time moved a lot slower.
Yeah. When the older you get, the faster it gets, okay? When you get up to my age, you know, weeks go by like days now. But anyhow, I'm surprised. There's one guy I thought would have called by now for sure, and that's Coach Dwayne. Whenever you're here, he's always on that telephone out there. So I thought
you were going to say Cliff. You know, Cliff is the one I hear a lot.
Yeah, Cliff calls in all the time. He's probably getting geared up right now. He's thinking of something that we got a cure for. So
I don't have either of them, but I do have Ray from Philadelphia.
Okay, let's go to Philadelphia and let's talk to Ray.
Hi, Pastor. How are you this evening?
I'm doing okay, and how are you?
All right, thank you. I have many questions, but I want to save those for another evening. I have a question for Wendy. You stated that you have a... How are you? I'm sorry.
I'm good, Ray. I hope you are.
Thank you very much. You have a prostate formula?
Yeah. I went to Dr. John Christopher School of Natural Healing in Springville, Utah. And and when you're a student, you can make all his formulations. And he had a clinic for 60 years. And then when he retired, he founded the school. So these formulas he makes are just awesome because they have a really long track record. So we have a prostate kit that's a tea and a tincture. And when you have a tea and a tincture together in a combination, it gives a more comprehensive action. So it's probably one of our most popular formulas for the men.
Okay, because I have a slightly enlarged prostate. I'm not experiencing any problems. I'm 67, thank God that I've taken care of myself. And but what exactly is in your formula, and what does it do for the prostate?
Oh, it does. It does help with the swelling and inflammation, and it's a cleanse of the prostate.
Okay.
So a lot of times, a lot of times the prostate can get residues in there. We like to call it prostate gravel. I know that kind of sounds weird, but it sort of like, you know, a prostate is, think of a clam, and it gets a little bit of sand in it, and it irritates the clam, and it makes a pearl. You know.
Okay.
So it's kind of like that, but you're. In your tincture, there's certified organic juniper berry, there's corn silk, yuvarisi leaf, horsetail, and ginkgo biloba. And in your tea is saw palmetto, cleaver's herb, nettle, and thuja leaf. So
the tea has nettle on it. I do drink nettle tea, but obviously there are some other
right. Yeah, all of
ingredients
are from Yeah, all our ingredients are up on our website, and if you want to look for the category just for men, you can get there.
Okay, and what's your website?
ThePowerHerbs.com. So type in the, and then power, and herbs, put the S at the end of herb, and .com.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I'll talk to you another evening, Pastor, about my other questions.
All right, very, very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. You have, you know, this is strange because all the callers tonight have been men, you know. And usually when we do one of these, most of the callers are women, but this is strange. So, all right, the phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. If you have that question or a comment, give her a call because, again, you know, God gave us the herbs. God gave us the herbs. Big Pharma, that word, tell them what that word pharmakia means, Wendy.
Oh, it means witchcraft. And Dr. True Ott, do you know Dr. Ott?
No, I don't know him, no.
Oh, okay, so he's a mineral expert. What do you call it? What do you call those people that study stones and minerals and rocks? What do you call them?
Maybe I can't
think of the name.
Well,
he owns Mother Earth Minerals out in the Midwest. Anyway, he did a study. He traced the history of modern medicine, and he traced it all the way back to ancient Babylon. And this is where he found the Cretaceous symbol of the modern medicine symbol, the staff and the snake and everything. He says it was a witch doctor symbol in ancient Babylon.
Wow. All right, who do we have next there?
We have Dane in Minnesota.
Let's go out to Minnesota with Dane. Dane, you're in the air.
Hey, Ernie. Hey, Wendy.
Hey.
Hey, Dane.
I'm calling with a quick question here. My wife has Lyme disease.
Okay.
It's long-term Lyme disease. It wasn't hot soon enough, so she still has it.
Right.
It eventually works its way into your nervous system, and you can't kill it off all the way. So I'm wondering if there's any. Anyway, go ahead.
No, I was wondering, has she seen a holistic doctor or a naturopath? They're usually really good at Lyme.
Oh, well, she had a doctor, but he retired. And
yeah, but was he like an MD? Because usually the modern medicine folks don't really get rid of Lyme.
Yeah, he was a doctor. He was out in the country a ways that she heard about from somebody, and he was the only one that helped her.
Well, really. There's, you know, yeah. I would give Dr. Glidden a call on that if you're looking for a good naturopath. He's one of the best known in the country, and I can give you his phone number if you want to write it down.
Yeah, I'll write it down because you know right now she takes she's been doing pretty good. You know, sometimes she can feel it, and she takes antibiotics, and that knocks it down for a while.
Right.
And but you know sometimes it's for quite a long time she doesn't have to take anything, but then sometimes she'll feel it.
Right. I wish I had something for Lyme, but I really don't at this point. But
let me give him Peter Glidden's number because he's done this before. He been on the program. I'm going to give you his number. Ready? It's because that's one of the things I think he specializes in. It's 855-347-3696. Okay, I'll give it to you again. 855-347-3696. And his email is leavebigpharmabehind.com. Leavebigpharmabehind.com.
Oh, yeah. I think I've heard him before on there, yeah.
Yeah, I know I've heard him mention it. We probably had 20 callers about Lyme disease.
Oh, really? I must have missed that show. But, yeah, I was always meaning to call and just ask maybe Wendy it sounds like he would maybe be a little better guy to talk to about that, I suppose.
Yep, he would be.
Okay.
All righty. Okay. Well, we thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks. Keep up.
Okay. The number is, I'm getting all of these texts when I'm on the program. Like, I'm going to stop and start retexting people when I'm in the middle of a program. You know, but anyhow.
Well, I've got someone you can talk to.
Who do we have?
It's Cliff.
Clifford is here. We've met now. It's a program
up,
now.
Wendy? What's up, everybody?
Hey.
Hey, Clifford.
Yeah, how's everything? I'll give you my question first, and then I just want to tell you about a couple of audiobooks. My question is, you were mentioning, herbs that were helped with the longevity or youth enhancement. You know, could you run them that list down quickly again? But and then my one book that was mentioned on a clip here, I actually got. It's called Turtles All the Way Down, from those Israeli scientists or doctors, one of whom is a woman. But it really constructs a lot of arguments against the CDC in particular. You know, a lot of worldwide emanates from the CDC, but one of the tidbits was they'll go after to find, you know, to the end of the earth to find somebody that supposedly died from not taking a so-called vaccine. But they'll completely ignore vaccine injuries and will never seek those people out and try and publicize that. And then they make these great claims for infectious disease resolution, but they completely ignore the chronic disease explosion in children, part of which is from the actual injections. So I thought it was worth reading. In the meantime, two other books. One is Unavoidably Unsafe. In particular, it goes through all the different so-called vaccines. But the thing they talk about with the COVID shot is that there was a molecule put in. It's not messenger RNA. It's like another type of RNA due to the introduction of a synthetic molecule that keeps recycling the RNA and the spike protein, where the messenger RNA would just go through the system in a matter of hours, where this can go on for weeks into months. and that the lipid nanoparticles are really damaging at the insertion of blood vessels into organs where that's being severely compromised, where the vessels are feeding into organs, say the kidneys, the spleen, et cetera, et cetera. So that's very disturbing, actually. Mm-hmm. And then the Pfizer papers by Naomi Wolf is 16 hours and 1 minute is also available in audio. I haven't started that yet. But, yeah, so my main question, Wendy, is these kind of longevity herbs, you know, that seem to be in that category. What would you say about that?
In relation to the spike proteins, or just in general?
No, in relation, not separate from that. Separate from that.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so you wanted the list again, though. Did you want me to read it again?
Yeah. The list.
Okay.
And maybe a brief comment on one or two of them. You know.
Okay. So dandelion root.
Yeah.
Siberian ginseng. You know, American ginseng is an option. Cayenne, garlic, echinacea root, and burdock root. So, what you have basically, and this is what I noticed in herb school, is a lot of these herbs fill the requirement for minerals and sometimes vitamins, but mostly minerals, because minerals are a necessity for metabolic function, enzymes and things. So if you take all the fluids away, we're just a pile of minerals. So many of us are deficient because of how they're growing food. It's 50% depleted these days compared to the 1920s. So when you have the minerals, the body is able to regenerate and heal itself and function normally. And then a lot of these herbs also have a dual purpose of cleansing the system and getting waste material out. So cleanse and nourish is what you're seeing with these types of herbs. And that's kind of old as dirt. You know, get the toxins out, put the nutrition in, and the body can do what it needs to do to heal itself. So it's not really complex. It's a very simple thing. And as Pastor pointed out, from Genesis to Revelation, God's saying, hey, use the herbs. They're for wellness. They'll heal the nations.
Right. So the burdock root, I don't hear as much about.
No, it's not really one of those, you know, herb stars that you hear a lot about, but it's really good for toxin removal. So you'll see that root in a lot of formulas for cleansing. We include it in our blood cleanse.
Yeah. Thanks, Wendy. And do you know who is that particular thing with the pesticides? That seems very strange. That seems like it's not. It's like legislating without even notifying the people of North Carolina. That seems.
Yeah, it was kind of. It was kind of on the. Wasn't it? Yeah, I mean, and it was fast apparently too. They voted on it and passed it right away. So I mean, it's harder and harder to get clean food. What I call a clean food. These days, I was just really ecstatic the other day when I was in a grocery store that we have here called Publix, and they had a real organic baking flour. Oh, it's in like half the size of. It's not in a 5-pound bag. It's like in a 2-pound bag, and it's as expensive as the 5-pound bag. So it's getting harder to find stuff.
So you'd rather not be poisoned.
Yeah, because what they're doing with the wheat, and this is why people are so sick, this is just one example of one food, which is in it just about everything prepackaged, is they don't want to, put the grain up, the wheat, the grain into the barns to let the grain naturally dehydrate, the moisture level drop, so they can send it to the mill. What they do is they dehydrate the plant on purpose 2 weeks before they cut it down with glyphosate. And that way, it's ready to go to the mill when they cut it down. So the less they touch it and move it, the less expensive it is. So they just poison the plant, and all your glyphosate is now in your crackers and your cereals and your bread. And Dr. Joseph Mercola went and did a test. And he just grabbed things randomly at the grocery store, and he confirmed they were full of glyphosate.
I don't know why they just don't arrest everybody that works for Monsanto, to be honest with you. I mean, the criminals, the murderers, essentially.
Yeah, it's definitely, and this farm bill is, you know, basically this came up because, you know, the Monsanto people, you know, they Roundup was bought out by Johnson & Johnson, I think, and Johnson & Johnson inherited all these lawsuits for the chemical, and they were paying out millions, if not trillions, in lawsuits and damages. So this is where this is coming from. So it's happened here in North Carolina. It's going to be happening in other states.
Yeah, I think it was actually Bayer. That Bayer, the big company.
Yeah, Bayer sold it to Johnson & Johnson.
Oh, they subsequently sold it to Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. So Johnson & Johnson, they were actually the biggest manufacturer of the opiates at one point.
Yeah, and they got hit. The other lawsuits they had to absorb was the talc lawsuits for people.
Boy, yeah, that's cervical. A big one. They really got hit with that, didn't they?
Yeah, the cervical cancer stuff because of the cyanide that's in the talc. Yeah, you know.
So they're basically, I know in the Sergeant Report's podcast, they said the baby powder being contaminated was intentional.
With asbestos.
He believes it's intentional.
Well, it's diabolical if that's the case, and there's a special place for those folks.
Yeah. Oh, one more thing before. I listened to a sermon. This guy's on once a week on the next station over, and he was talking about poisoning in general and food poisoning, and specifically, so he cited Joshua chapter 24, which I think references Deuteronomy chapter 7, where there were hornets sent out that just attacked individual people that were, you know, didn't hit other people by the Lord.
He attacked the three kings. Go ahead.
Yeah. So he loosed, he at the end of his sermon, he loosed the hornets on the people poisoning the food.
Well, boy, they're poisoning. So maybe big farmers got some hornets coming their way. That would be.
Yeah.
Let's hope so. Yeah. That's awful, you know, what they're doing, really. It's just getting, and this is why, you know, people are so sick, and if you ever run into Europeans, they have a better quality food than we do here in America.
Well, one more thing on that, too. They when they have like 20 different chemicals in one food item or more, or 10, 20, 30, those were never tested even on rats or together as a group. They were just like subject to like taste tests, maybe, like a quick taste test.
Well, yeah, and I think Robert Kennedy's finding out that I heard this from Dr. Anthony Norris, the former virologist of the FDA in the 90s, that the vaccines were never tested on children.
Yeah, that book, Turtles All the Way Down, the audio book, it is listenable for like someone who's not in the business, but it's really well constructed with arguments as to why people should be able to argue against these people when they mandate childhood vaccines. It really does give, like, legal arguments. So it'd be good for a lawyer, the law firm suing these people.
Yeah,
or
I knew a vaccine attorney right here in Asheville, North Carolina, and he was very good at helping families fight that in court and stuff, and they disbarred him. Oh, man, Raleigh, because the Raleigh-Durham area in North Carolina is vaccine central. They do a lot of vaccine research, so that guy got disbarred.
And they said that the original polio vaccine from Salk, one area found out it was like 20% effective in the 20s, but they don't even know. But it was replaced after 2 years with the oral vaccine.
but they said that the polio was, they didn't really have proper diagnostic tools as to what it actually was. And they said the actual paralysis corresponded to pesticide use, specifically DDT, especially when that came out after World War II.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, so that would be worth picking up, that Turtles All the Way Down, because
well, yeah,
it really, really...
Well, they've actually looked at serums, you know, from the 50s and 60s, because they have to, like, store, you know, lots of this stuff. And in case they have to go back, but when they tested a few of them in the, I think it was the 80s or early 90s, they had better, more powerful microscopes, and these serums were supposed to be, you know, sterile, and they were filthy. They were just totally full of filth, and this is what was injected into everybody. So, you know.
More and more people are totally rejecting vaccines altogether, and you know, and I don't blame them. It's what's his name? Oh, the Indian philosopher. He really had Gandhi. Gandhi had a lot to say about vaccines. Boy, and he said
it's an artificial infection. It's not even how you normally encounter the disease, and that was one of the objections Dr. Morris had. He says this is shot into, you know, muscle mass, which is, you know, heavy with blood, and then it's in your bloodstream in 2 hours. But it's not alerting the immune system. So when you absorb in or breathe in a pathogen, the body immediately starts sending chemical messages to your immune system, notifying there's a problem and giving it more information about what this invading pathogen may be so it can make an antibody. So when you have something just stuck in your arm in 2 hours in the blood system, all the patrolling antibodies that you have in the blood sees it but didn't get notified that there's a problem, so they think it's supposed to be there, so it really doesn't make antibody.
We're going to have to go to a break, but here, Mahatma Gandhi, published in 1912, said this: vaccination is barbarous practice. It's one of the most fatal of all the delusions current in our time. The vaccine is a filthy substance, and it is foolish to expect that one kind of filth can be removed by another. Conscientious objectors to vaccination should stand alone, if need be, against the whole world in defense of their conviction. Be right back.
He made the ground, the mountains high and the earth round.
And I saw God become a man and hung upon a cross by love.
The Ancient of Days came to teach us his ways.
Give him all your love, give him all your praise.
Hanging on a cross there he took my place because of love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Like me, don't question or doubt.
Strengthen their faith day in and day out.
Sins all forgiven, all blotted out. The man called love. Then I see how I've been blessed.
Got a home in heaven, the very best.
Then I know by God this world was blessed by the man called love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love.
He will lift you up. He won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time has never been found stronger than love. Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, love has never been found stronger than love.
There you go, Wendy. That's that. Of course, that in there, that's Joe Clark, the real Joe Clark, and myself. But Joe was a dear, dear friend and a good man, a godly man, a bold patriot. And I can't believe he let his doctor talk him into taking the COVID shot and it killed him. And so, there you go. Yep. And we were together for many, many years. We made several songs together. I think about four or five songs together. But anyhow, we're going to go to Texas with Brian because he wants to talk to you. Hey, Brian, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor, real quick, have you guys noticed that with the market when Trump put the tariffs on all these countries, then the market kind of just was going through this little reset, and then now it's doing better, and everybody, other Democrats were all screaming about, you know, Trump doing this, but are they congratulating him for now that the market's doing better? It's like they bash him for what he's trying to do to help the United States of America, but now that it's doing better, the market and things are coming back around, nobody's there, the Democrats aren't, you know, saying, hey, the guy's doing something right, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, they actually want to sue Trump or bring some kind of charges because of Trump derangement syndrome. They're saying that Trump is doing this to them. He's caused them a lot of mental anguish for being Trump. And so,
yeah.
I don't know how.
Well, I've got a good question for Wendy real quick because I know Wendy's a busy lady. But, let everybody out there go figure that one. But, yeah, they know how to bash Trump, but when he's doing something right and the economy's taking off and doing good, the market, they're just like in reverse or stuck in stupid, I guess.
Yeah, you're right. That's it.
Wendy, I've got one for you. You mentioned wheat. Now, from time to time, if I eat wheat bread, anything wheat, my hands like lock up. And my feet can actually start curling up and locking up, too. Then there's days that I can eat wheat and it doesn't bother me at all. But that is what I was asking Sty, you know, that I wanted to ask you about. The hands locking up. When they lock up, they lock up. And same with the feet. Now, something else, Wendy, I'm getting these, like, knots on the bottom of my feet. I asked my doctor. He said they're nodules.
So it sounds like, you know, you will have you're having more of an allergic reaction to wheat. It's more of a sensitivity issue where people can have different symptoms show up, but hard to make a fist. Your hands are stiff or they swell, or what you're saying, they lock up and you can't use them. Yeah, that's kind of telling me that it's a food sensitivity. You're allergic to that wheat or whatever was on the wheat.
So what about the nodules on the bottom of my feet?
Well, that would be something different, wouldn't it? It could have, you know, if you've had wheat that's full of the pesticides and stuff, that it could be a reaction to that. I'd probably go gluten-free or wheat-free for a while and see if it doesn't go away.
Okay. Yeah, I said, well, let me ask you, because I have to double the shoes, you know, to double the socks a lot of times, put two of those foot cushion deals in there, put two in each foot, you know, and I've been to my specialist on that, and he'll say, well, you know, they're like calluses, but it feels something more than calluses at times, you know.
If you're worried, I personally, I think you'll get better traction, excuse the pun, if you go to a holistic doctor or a naturopath. If you can't find one in your area, I know a couple that I use. And they,
Well, that was the main thing I wanted to ask you about, the hands locking up. And like I say, when they lock up, and it could be, normally I've been watching it, it's usually wheat. And I've even eaten it like an apple, and an apple's caused it. All of a sudden, I just go into it like a, what do they call it, like a Charlie horse?
Oh, okay. So, yeah, so a lot of the produce are spread and coated with stuff, so try to go organic. I know it's more expensive, but it's cheaper than the doctor.
Right. Okay. And what was your phone number on that booklet to get your saying? I heard you earlier.
Oh, sure. 866-229-3663.
866-229-3663.
Right. Free catalog. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question, Brian. When you're talking about wheat, because, I mean, I eat very little. I guess pasta is made out of wheat, isn't it? And because, you know, I eat only like rye bread and very little other, but I've had with both hands, and this just happened this year. It's never happened in the past. My little fingers on both hands, like if you make a fist and I go to open them up, they lock up. And I got
to. That's what mine are doing. Mine are doing the same thing. And it's generally, I'm thinking it might be wheat. Like, that's why when Wendy mentioned wheat, that's like, well, I better call it, you know.
Yeah, so it's one of the top allergens. The four allergens are cow's milk, wheat, nuts, and shellfish. So those, it's right in there, top four allergens. So it's either wheat or whatever was on the wheat. And same thing with your apple. Yeah, it's just you're just going to have to be more discerning about your foods.
Right. So, are you saying organic? I mean, like you were saying earlier. Or?
Yeah, I mean, I don't do any non-organic fruits anymore. And I'll look for organic wheat or a gluten-free product. Sometimes, usually, people are reacting to the gluten.
Okay, Okay, so I've. You know, this gluten thing's been around a while. I mean, you know, growing up, you know, I ate everything in the world. My mom, you know, we had everything, you know. And now it's like, hey, you watch out for this, watch out for that. Kennedy's coming out saying we're going after all these companies, you know.
You got genetically modified, you got cross-pollination contamination, you've got less nutrition in it, so we got problems with our foods. We do.
Okay. Well, I'm going to check your book out and go from there. I know you're a busy lady, and I know Pastor, thank you for taking my call. And when's John coming back on, Pastor?
Friday. He'll be back with us on Friday. Yeah.
Good deal. Well, if he's listening, hello, John. God bless you. And, hey, always good to hear you, man.
All righty. Thanks, Brian. God bless. All righty. There you go. Who do we have next out there? Let's go to Maryland. Well, here's our first lady for tonight. This has been all men, but here's our first lady, Denise. Denise, you're in the air.
Hi. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay,
go ahead.
Great. I have a question about a tumor. It was operated on, but the doctor said it looks like I'm still having problems with it. It's been categorized as inoperable. I'm still in a whole lot of pain, and it bleeds.
Could you hear her, Wendy?
Yeah. Okay. So her question is, what does she do about it?
Yeah. Something that you can't talk about on our diagnose over the phone.
I can't give medical advice, but you know that's going to be kind of out of my wheelhouse. I think a little bit if she's wanting somebody, local for her to help her. I'd do a naturopath or an herbalist or a holistic physician near her.
Yeah, you know what? I tell you who could help her there because he knows them all. Is Dr. Glidden again? I can give you his phone number because he's going to probably, if you've had surgery on that, okay, He may just tell you to go with the surgery, but here, I'll give you his phone number. You ready?
Yes, sir.
It's 855.
Okay.
347.
Okay.
3696. That's 855-347-3696. And that's the kind of thing that he's more with. He's got a network too, Wendy, like you do, of naturopaths all across the country. Do you know in Tennessee, to practice naturopath is a felony to be a naturopath? Did you know that?
Well, I know. I mean, some states, you know, kind of a sticky wicket. I think North Carolina just allowed midwives to practice here. Before, you couldn't practice here.
Oh, well, they've been doing that in Ohio for a long time.
And I heard Florida just now, I think, changed the rules, and holistic physicians can practice there, and they were not allowed to for a while. So, yeah.
All right, very good. Well, thank you, and I would give Dr. Glidden a call. God bless. And
thank you.
Okay, do we have anybody else before we? Okay. It's the time to go to the invitation tonight, okay? So, you guys, I'm going to do it a little differently than normal. Wendy, you in style, tell me why you think the people out there listening should be very concerned about whether or not, you know, they're saved. Why should they be concerned? I mean, everybody's going to die, right?
Right.
You know that,
yeah,
right?
But when you die, you don't really go out of existence, so it's going to be important to be saved so you will be living in a place that's, you know, I guess paradise. What Jesus described it as paradise rather than the lake of fire.
So, but how do you know that's true?
Well, the Bible says so. You know, that your spirit's going to return to the Lord, you're going to get judged, you're going to get your, you know, body and so forth.
So what is it, what things, and what information in the Bible does it give you that gives you the confidence that this Bible here is the Word of God and this Bible here is the truth?
What, yeah, that's just an interesting question, because it's usually faith believing. So you're believing in things not yet seen. So it's kind of faith, isn't it?
Faith, yeah. What do you think, Style?
Well, I mean, we have the historical accounts of the Word of God, right?
You've got almost 1,800 prophecies that have been fulfilled over a 6,000-year period. Exactly when, exactly how, mathematically, even to do, say, three or four of those would be what they call googoplex. The mathematical odds with, and that's a number that's one with 230 zeros behind it. Well, if there's, you know, this is something that was put out by, I believe it was the Stanford Math Department. So God's Word, the Bible, okay, according to, you know, the mathematically, according to the mind of today, would be impossible, because things that have taken place in God's Word, the Bible, are impossible as far as all of our technology that we have today. So now, let me ask you this. Has there ever been any other, you could go to example, or any other explanation, better explanation from creation, for where everything came into being, to where we are now, to where we're going? Has there ever been any other information that spoke with the authority, and the absolute authority and certainty, as God's Word, the Bible?
No.
No. I mean, there's no stuttering there, right? I mean, it's there. Now, the problem of it is, in there, he tells you that the vast majority of people are going to reject it for one reason. My people are destroyed for lack of
knowledge.
Knowledge, because the answer to all the world's problems is there in the book. He gave us the manual. This is a manual to live by. It tells you the incomplete history of mankind in there, and it tells you what's coming our way, and we're going to see it. It's 100% accurate. And he tells you because the vast majority of people won't even pick it up and read it, they're going to perish because they won't even pick it up and read it. How smart is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, because we're talking about some serious, serious torment here. I mean, we're talking, it's just, and so it's an amazing thing. So then very quickly, what do you, Wendy, recommend people do about that?
Well, I would seek the Lord's face and mind the time because it's growing short. That's what I'd get out the Bible and start reading it and listen to you, Pastor, because you help people relate to the Bible very well. I mean, I've heard ministers that, you know, they don't really give you spiritual meat, and you do. So that there's nobody that preaches like you, Pastor. So I would say you're burning daylight. Because the Lord's coming back soon. So
absolutely. You're absolutely right. So, thank you for those nice words. But absolutely, folks, listen. You're going to die. And so here's what the Lord Jesus, when he came preaching, when John the Baptist came preaching, when Noah came preaching, they all came preaching repentance. The first thing you have to do is you have to repent of your sins. We're all sinners, and here's, it's not hard. He said here, that's what you got to do. You got to tell him, ask God for forgiveness. And then once you've done that, you pray to the Father. Jesus said, pray to the Father, ask him for the forgiveness, and then call upon me, call upon my name, and as to be Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. He said, I've got to be first. You got to make him first. When he took your place of, and died that substitutionary death upon that cross, he put you before himself, didn't he? He put all of us, right? And so that's what he's telling us, what we have to do now is put him before us, make him Lord of our life. And if we'll do that, here's, we have an absolute guarantee, God always has always done what he said he would do. You will become a new creature. You will become a born-again believer. You will become an heir of the kingdom, and you will be filled. You will receive the Holy Spirit, okay? And you'll be on the road to eternal life. Now, you have God's word on that. Is there anything stronger than the word of God?
No.
The universe was spoken into existence by that, right?
Right.
So just think about that. Think about the power that's in God's word. I mean, the absolute ultimate power here, the entire universe. When you take a look around, there's no other explanation that even comes close. And by the way, he makes it, he spoke it into being. And that really kills the thought of evolution. It just destroys it. So do it, folks, tonight. You might, don't run out of tomorrow's tonight. A lot of people will. It's that time. Wendy, thanks for being here. You're excellent, always an excellent co-host. And so thanks
Thank
for being
so
here. And we want to say good night. We want to say God bless.
God
now
bless.
Remember, before Trump did it, we were doing it here. And always keep
always.
Fighting
keep
the
fighting
fight. The fight. 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 Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.